He's always been sort of this self-deprecating guy, and he has had a very, very long career. He's probably best known for a song called Whole Wide World. I go the whole wide world. He also writes a little, he's written his autobiography, but what we're talking about now is concentrating on his art, because he has his first solo show ever, but it's actually at the Brickstore Pub in Decatur. The art is hanging upstairs in their Belgian bar, you know, where they have all their Belgian beers on draft. And the art is actually, a lot of it is these representations of guitar chords. They're in these really pop art kind of colors. They're beautiful paintings.
And Shane, this is taking place right off of Decatur Square.
Yeah, that's right. It's at the Brickstore Pub, and it's Reckless Eric's Paintings by an Antique English Pop Musician. And you'll find that in the Belgian bar at the Brickstore Pub upstairs.
Many of the current Christmas traditions we celebrate today actually began during the Civil War era.
Yeah, that's right. And you can learn all about that at the Civil War holiday at McDaniel Farm, which is out in Duluth. They're going to be celebrating this on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they'll reenact many things from the Civil War and the holiday traditions that began just before the Civil War. Of course, a lot of familiar carols that we know were written in that era. And the one thing in particular that sort of came about during the Civil War was our image of Santa Claus. Thomas Nast, who did some cartoons, he was sort of a propagandist for the Union. And so he incorporated Santa Claus into some of these things. And that sort of began the way that we see Santa Claus. The soldiers would decorate Christmas trees on both sides. They would craft ornaments out of things that they happened to have handy. And you'll see some of that at the Civil War holiday at McDaniel Farm. There's plenty to do there and plenty to see. And it's really a little treasure that not many people know about.
Shane, a music event now featuring William Fitzsimmons, who I understand was born outside of Pittsburgh to blind parents, both mother and father blind.
I think that contributes to his interest in music because, you know, they would play music a lot and listen to music as he was growing up. You know, it really became a very big part of his life. And he grew up to be a really terrific singer and songwriter.
And some people may be familiar with William Fitzsimmons' music, actually through television.
He got a lot of his songs placed in television shows. In particular, Grey's Anatomy used a couple of his songs, Passion Play and Please Don't Go. He doesn't really fit exactly into the folk thing. He's not really indie rock. He's sort of a combination of the two. And he's going to be performing at Vinyl there on West Peachtree Street. But also, I want to mention Dennison Whitmer, who is opening for him. Definitely don't miss this guy. I really love his voice. It's this soft, sweet sort of thing. And there's always some interesting turn of phrase or a really beautiful little melody. So this is a really great double bill. That's happening at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And again, that's at Vinyl, which is a very intimate little space there in that center stage complex on West Peachtree.
How you found me out, I still never understand. Thoughts you can't take with you when you go. You were waving flags that bear the colors of your love. I didn't know.